Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to the new revamped Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. That's right. We're sleek. We're streamlined. We're different. Not the same. We're built for a new era, a new age. Here's the deal. You love this pod. You want to listen to it in its entirety all at once. Patreon.com/countthedings. Become a Patreon. You get this pod all at once, all together, drops in your inbox on Monday mornings. You also get the return of the OG pod. That's right. It's me. It's Tom. It's Trey. It's Zach. It's Waz. It's even Jade. We're all on that shit. The shit that you first fell in love with. If you're an OG, you remember True Hoop. You remember all the things we used to do and how fun that was on the Spreecast and the live streams and all that stuff. Guess what? We brought it all back. And we could talk about whatever the fuck we want to talk about. So again, be a Patreon. Patreon.com/countthedings. You'll get this all at once. You'll get the OG pod. You'll get the live watch-alongs, which, by the way, today, as it drops on Monday, October 31st, Halloween, me, Zach Harper, Anthony Mays, we're doing a live watch-along of Jason X for Halloween. Tap in. We're going to relive that pod. We're going to crack some jokes. It's going to be a ball. You get this and so much more for being a Patreon. So don't waste any time. Patreon.com/countthedings. Great episode for you. Let's get it started. BMF documentary. All right. Episode 2 aired. We have now caught up. We watched both episodes. Trey, you had an interesting observation that you feel like this shit is all upside down.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they had to do it, and they give us that disclaimer where, like, some events have been changed. But shit, that's a lot that's been changed. Like, it's a lot of shit.
Hell yeah. Tell me the shit that y'all feel like this is so different.
I mean, again, right? And maybe we find out in season 2. I don't know. That's why it's a weird timing for it to come out. But, yeah, like, for the parents to split in 19 years, for them to show, but, like, late, okay, okay, you know what I mean? Late shooting Meech.
Let's do bit by bit. All right. So the parent thing, we're definitely getting a lot of tension in the show, mm-hmm, in the scripted show. So that might be, yeah, it just hasn't happened yet in the story. But, like, it didn't come as a surprise to me. I'm like, yeah, these niggas is fighting all the time. The kids want to pay the bills. He won't allow it. The mom is like, come on, like, you know, put your pride down. We're going to lose the house. So, mm-hmm, like, it all makes sense. It makes sense.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at it like they making it seem like in the show, the nigga was just like the breadwinner of the crib when it was really the mom. You feel me? Like, this nigga was coming, yeah, home with fucking instruments.
Nah, Trey. And I thought that too. I just remember in one of the very first episodes, he keeps coming up short with the bread. And the mom, they don't go into detail. You know, we don't know, mm-hmm, what it really is. But the mom, mm-hmm, she pulled some extra shifts or whatever the case she could be so she could make do on the end, mm-hmm, so, like, they, uh-huh, could pay whatever bill it was or whatever. I think they just...
Bro, but they not painting that nigga as shit. No fucking musician. They not painting that nigga like, yeah, that shit, bro.
They're just making him like, you know, like a broke nigga.
Yeah, they just like a broke, cheap ass dad, bro. You know what I mean? So that's why we hate, yeah, the nigga even more, because it's like, damn, nigga, yeah, nigga trying to help the house out. And you fucking, like, tripping.
I feel like that's not... A, it's not that big of a stretch. And they made it so that it's easier for... You're right, Trey. They make it so it's easier to root against that nigga. Mm-hmm. Right? It makes him a simpler character. It's easier to root against. And also, as I understand it, their daddy ain't alive and the rest of them are. So it's kind of like, who's going to be mad?
Yeah, he can't even defend himself.
Who's
going to
be mad? Yeah, who's going to be mad?
But then, you know, obviously Lamar's Layton.
Yeah.
And Layton, niggas still scared to speak about Layton right now to this day.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Man. I'm like, niggas, is he alive?
He low-key might still be alive, right? And they tell a whole story about, like, him just shooting Meech and niggas just taking the hits. Like, you know what I mean? And he still got arrested and all kind of shit. And it was so crazy because he, like, he won't press charges on the nigga or nothing. He, like, I'm not going to dry snitch or nothing. But, like, you would think that, obviously, even them trying to create Lamar was a wild nigga in the show. But... that nigga was doing the complete opposite. Like, they left out so many things, which I get it because you don't want to, it's a slippery slope to play along.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially with that nigga, if he really doing all this and the fact that it was a 2-year war, this nigga had a 2-year war with this nigga.
Yeah.
Like, that shit's a lot. You know what I mean? And obviously we're going to get to that point where Meech leaves Detroit and, you know, migrates to the South, but it's just interesting to see the certain things and how his crew and even the nigga that plays Wood Harris, the real life guy, yeah, his role is different. His role is different. You know what I mean? Like, he's actually the founding member of the 50 Boys.
But that was, yeah. I mean, it was kind of that in the show, but in the show, they made him, again, to simplify it, they made him more of a hater, right?
Mm-hmm.
And on the documentary, he's like, I was like, this is what I raised you guys. Yeah,
I raised you niggas to be bosses.
You know, it wasn't that easy, though.
Well, the other nigga said, like, it was easy, but it was easy because he had some other suckers. He was paying these niggas $700 a week, man. Yeah, this nigga's a fucking menace. But the other thing I really enjoyed is that the idea that in the show and in real life, they point out, these niggas ain't gangsters, man. So when they got shot up, like, dude said, we're sitting in the car, like, I don't have a gun. Meech doesn't have a gun. And I'm like, how do y'all niggas moving all this way? Y'all ain't got guns? But then Edie said, like, them niggas isn't gangsters. They, like, he wasn't no bitch.
Yeah.
But, like, they're, like, for lack of a better term, regular dudes who are just selling
drugs. They was just trying to get out of their situation. They wanted to be rich. They wanted to be money. Like, they wanted to take care of their family. They did what they still did. Like, them niggas was hustling, trying to hide that shit and make it home before the streetlights came on. And was, like, hiding that shit for as long as they possibly could. You know what I mean? And obviously, like, you know, his mom finding out different shit. They was getting it off for a little bit. So the idea of all that shit going on is just it's interesting. But also, we watched the show and we got the expectation of, like, nigga, if that's in the show, nigga, that's how it's supposed to be. And it's like, all this shit has been twisted a little bit. You know what I mean?
By the way, I'm searching. I can't find whether this nigga Layton is alive or not, which makes a lot of sense. Why these niggas are no commenting a bunch of shit about who shot this nigga's brother. That was the part that I thought was a pretty big omission. But again, it's better to have Lamar just be a random crazy nigga who's crazy for the sake of being crazy than be, he's mad because y'all killed his brother.
Yeah.
By the way, this shit
didn't randomly just happen and nigga came home and started tripping. Like, niggas created this shit.
Y'all created this shit. And, well, by the way, because of a fight that broke out, because Meech was disrespectful as fuck, man. You can't tell an OG to go fuck off, man.
Am I tripping? Lamar in the show
is Layton.
That is Layton.
That's Layton, yes.
Because if it's all crazy like this, they have him, like, he dies in the show, like Meech kills him in the show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
He didn't die, though. He went to jail, nigga. But they had to, like...
No. I'm saying... Meech ain't going to they not if he can't be still active or around or anything, like, he can't.
Dog, I'm googling. I'm saying, is Layton Simon still alive? Layton Simon whereabouts? Nothing, nowhere, man. It doesn't say anywhere that this nigga's dead.
But they also not cocky enough to get that off.
Yep,
they know better because
that
shows, nigga, that nigga really still got a hand and muscle out here in these streets. Niggas ain't about to play on that. Mm. They gonna give him his G points. Don't get it twisted. They gonna give him his G points. Like, yeah, he was really him, nigga. But yeah, that's it. Cause you know they could really go up. Like how you know how 50 Cent do it. He, you know, he'd tell a story, nigga, and make you look like a whole ass nigga. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's completely different, bro.
Was there anything else that you guys were surprised by or whatever?
I'm not, you know what? It's not even that I'm surprised because I'm recognizing part of the issue is we just don't know where we're at in the show. Like we don't know if we're right when Meech and the Pops, like the Pop rolling or Lamar or whatever happens there or Meech rolling, like we have no idea. And you know, so I think once you look at it, because I thought it was crazy. I thought nothing made sense. You know what I mean? As far as how it's just polar opposites. But then now I realize that we just don't know where we're at. So, I mean, yeah. I don't know.
We get some new characters too. We get Lala. We get Trey Chaney, which is Poot from The Wire. We get Jalen Rose.
Monique.
And we get a couple other cameos. So, like, it should be interesting, obviously, because, you know, White Boy Rick and a couple other people are going to be involved. It was interesting to see White Boy Rick and how Maserati Rick got his name, too. Yeah. Like, you know, in that situation, because that was some good
Maserati.
You know,
backdrop. Yeah.
First nigga with a Maserati. That's pretty killer.
It's cool to hear. Have you guys ever seen, like, either the White Boy Rick documentary or the movie?
I wanted to watch it, but I didn't hear good things about it.
The movie was all right. But, like, the documentary is fucking crazy because this dude was, like, legit, like, what they would say is, like, he's 16 years old, and he was, like, a drug kingpin. And, like, in very Scarface fashion, he started fucking the wife of, like, one of the biggest drug dealers in Detroit. I mean, he was beating the brakes off of her and shit. So... He's got a pretty interesting story as well.
Does that mean we'll get, like, Eminem in the DMF?
just looking around and shit. Jerv, to answer your question about the timeline, that's the thing I was thinking about. It's like, on the one hand, they haven't told us about when Terry got shot and fucked up his eye, right? Mm-hmm. Which was one of the main things that happened in the season.
In the show. In
season one, yeah. Right? But on the other hand, it's like we already hit the point where White Boy Rick said their names start buzzing and niggas in jail are giving prosecutors and DAs, oh, I heard these 50 boys. I heard Terry and Demetrius Flannery. I'm like, oh, damn, niggas are snitching on you. They don't even know you. They just like
don't even know you.
That's some fucking wild shit, man. I don't know how to feel about that. I think I'd rather be snitched on by somebody
that actually you hate or you don't know. Like,
or you're someone like I interact with, man. Like, how's a fucking stranger just gonna be like, yeah, I heard this thing out here, son. Like, nigga, who are you? But so they're already under, they're starting to hint at the end of episode 2 of this documentary that they're under the kind of the radar of the federal government. But it's like, and the niggas gotta skip town and move down south and all that. But we haven't seen Terry getting shot yet. And by the way, Meech gets shot. That was the other thing. I was like, word?
Got shot so many times.
That's what I was going to say. That nigga was getting dumped out. I'm like, nigga, I didn't even know he got shot like that.
For real?
Then he pushed his man out of the car, you know what I mean, and drove off. And obviously the police stopped him, and he got out, and that's how he got to the hospital. He got shot in the fucking neck.
He got shot in the neck. The way he found it was his chain fell down. First of all, how fucking thick was that chain where it stopped the bullet? God. Right, man? Like, yeah, we always talk about motherfuckers dying because of like jewelry issues. This nigga jewelry saved his life, man. Fucking crazy. Nuts. I don't know, man. I like the documentary. I like BMF a lot as a show.
Mm-hmm.
I remember us say, like, do we like it because it's really good or do we like it because it's not Power? I can't tell you. I don't know. But I enjoyed the show, and I'm watching this documentary, and I'm enjoying the documentary. Are you guys worried? Are either of you worried that watching this documentary is going to ruin the show when it comes back for you?
No, because I'm married to the characters already.
Jerv, you look like you didn't even occur to you until now.
No, that was such a dope. That was such a dope way to say it. No, I'm married to the characters. Because it's a TV show.
You get what I'm saying? Like the narrative of the dad.
Already, yeah.
Like I miss the dad, but like getting mad at him weekly. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that was fun. Like it was fun. Like why this nigga acting like a whole ass nigga, even though he's
niggas
well.
Calling him a whole ass nigga because he don't want his kids selling drugs. Like, and we know they about to be the biggest thing since,
yeah,
since whatever.
Cause we ready for them niggas to win. You know what I'm saying? We ready for them to cut up and be winning. We rooting for them niggas. And we got here this nigga trying to talk Jesus and do all this other stuff for his kids.
I'm trying to hear about the billboards.
Like the nigga, and it was so funny because niggas was turning his little part into spoofs and skits.
Yeah.
Like, you brought this into my house. Like, dog, that's fucking funny, dog. Like, that's why I like, that's why the show needs to exist, because we get those type of moments.
By the way, speaking of which, man, did y'all see Lou Young started doing spoofs of the Jacksons and American Dream?
Oh, no.
Dog, mm-hmm. I was laughing. So Michael Jackson got the wig on. And it's a scene where he's walking with his mama in Neverland and like he pets a tiger and all that shit. This nigga killed it, man. Like I was dying laughing so hard, man. Y'all got to check that shit out. Shout out to Lou Young, man, who I just discovered went to Georgia Tech.
Bro, you got to get him on the show.
For real. All right.
That would be funny.
Fucked him up with that one.
Fucked him up with that one.
All right, that's going to do it for us on Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Reminder, if you wanted to listen to this entire 1 hour, whatever, however long it is, podcast, all at once, you didn't want to wait day by day for bits to come out, patreon.com/countthedings. Become a member. Go ahead, get access to this pod all at once. Go ahead, get access to the OG pod. Me, Trey, Waz, Zach, Tom, Jade, we're all back together. And we're potting, and that's episode one was like we never left.
And we'll start bringing guests too, so we'll bring start guests, tapping we'll bring OGs.
People, yeah, like blasts from the past and shit.
Like Jerv. Jerv can have his ESPN archives tell. He could tell his stories.
Oh shit, man! All the Red Notice fucking stories, the classified stories about to be declassified. So make sure you're up Patreon. And also, again, if you're listening to this on Monday, the 31st, watch along. We have a watch along for the movie. Jason X, me, Zach, and Maze. We're going to do that. So definitely join us. If you listen to this because you listen to it late or just got to you late, don't worry. We do these regularly, these watch alongs. As a Patreon member, you get access to that. So make sure you are tapped in. All right, for Jer, for Trey, I'm Amin, reminding you to stay black, motherfucker.